Well, we're turning now to the demand for housing, and news that a development of 50 houses in North Dublin has attracted almost 3,000 applicants. It has prompted one of the country's largest approved housing bodies to call for a ramping up of social and cost rental supply to provide security for the next generation. Last year, Tua Housing delivered almost 2,500 new homes with a capital spend of €571 million. Our reporter Karen Creed now reports from Folkestone Park in Balbriggan.
Earlier this year, as Tom and Jasmina Mahoney prepared to emigrate to Canada, the couple found out they'd been approved for a cost rental home in Balbriggan.
We were hidden homeless, living in a parent's back garden, hoping that something might change. And no matter what we did, it wasn't going to change. No matter how much money we saved, when we went to put bids on the houses, we kept getting outpriced. And 8 years later, we were still there with no hope in sight of having a home for our little family, especially for Hunter. There were lots of tears of joy.
Yeah. Crying and laughing at the same time.
So it's amazing, yeah.
Cost rental was introduced 4 years ago and specifically designed for individuals and families with incomes that are too high for social housing but too low to purchase or rent on the private market. Brona Darcy is Chief Operations Officer with the approved housing body Tua Housing and describes how there's a huge demand among middle-income families and individuals for cost rental properties.
For this scheme here, we had over 2,800 applicants for 50 properties. So if you think of the demand in terms of one scheme, you can see that there is an absolute demand for more properties like this.
While the government has plans for thousands more cost rental homes in its Housing for All strategy, for now many middle-income families are left without affordable options. As housing bodies like Tua are trying to increase supply to help more families to get a home, concerns have also been raised by first-time buyers about competition and that the challenge for them in an already squeezed market is even greater to get on the property ladder. Sean O'Connor, Chief Executive of Tua Housing, said it's a difficult situation for anyone searching for a home.
Look, it's a horrible situation. There's not enough housing, and you hear horror stories and show my own grown-up children, they've all been involved with horror stories. And I'd like to see the government folk have a laser focus on the cost of production. We need to bring down the cost of production. We need to make these homes cheaper and produce more.
Sean O'Connor of Tua Housing ending that report from Karen Creed.